Approximately 13 hours ago, I recorded another episode of this From the Hip podcast for your listening pleasure. However, I didn't like it. And now that recording is going to be lost forever, crunched into tiny bits, smaller than the original ones and zeros that they already are. Here we are, 13 hours later, 7:30 p.m., heading home after work. Oh, at 6:30 p.m. or a.m., I was recording for you on my way. I didn't like it. The topic is, do you remember where you were when and fill in the blank? So yesterday, something very exciting for Canadians, something exciting for sports fans, baseball fans who are Canadians or who aren't Canadians but like the Toronto Blue Jays happened. Our team, who has been struggling to field a good club for many years, finally made it to the next round, one step closer to the World Series, which is really a big deal. 1993, I think, the Blue Jays won the World Series on a terrific solo shot by Joe Carter. And yesterday we were treated to a wonderful game. Just picture your team, your favorite team, has to win three games to make it to the next round and any hope to win the World Series. Well, the Blue Jays were in that similar boat, except they lost the very first two games in Toronto to the Texas Rangers. So we're down 2-0. Texas Rangers, the series goes home to Texas. Texas just has to win one more game to get rid of the Blue Jays and move on. Well, the Blue Jays win 2 games in Texas in very convincing fashion. The final game is back in Toronto, which was last night. Blue Jays are down, and some baseball that the commentators say they have never seen took place. Controversy, errors, and then glorious home run to win the game by 3 runs. I'm sure that if you do follow sports in any way, you would have seen that. It was very exciting. Now the whole country is behind Toronto after 22 years of really not doing anything. It's very exciting. And where I was yesterday, that's, I guess, the whole point of this, is that we were going for coffee with the guys. We had totally miscalculated when the game would be over. We wanted to go for coffee after. And baseball's weird. They play in the middle of the day. It's like nobody has anything better to do than watch you play baseball. No, we don't work. Majority of people don't work until 5. So the game, we thought, was starting at 3 o'clock in the middle of a work day. Well, actually, it started at 4. So we go for coffee at 6:30. I go, the game's still on. I'm getting texts saying, the Blue Jays are down. The Blue Jays are down. Then I get another text. The Blue Jays have tied it up. And there's 3 men on base, 0 outs, which is a perfect scenario if you're a fan. We looked at each other, the 3 of us there, said, let's head to the pub or to a bar, which was down the street. Forget our coffees. We're going to go watch this. We're going to be part of history. We zoomed down there in our cars, pedestrians diving out of the way. We get in. I ordered a beer. My friends ordered a beer. Sit down. The bar's going in a frenzy. There's 1 out now. 2 people on base. A fella named Batista steps up to the plate. And right before our eyes, he fires a home run to drive in 3 runs. We're up all of a sudden 6-3. I was happy. But what I was more interested in is asking my friends, as I was jumping around, can you believe that we just saw this? We were witness to this. That's one of those you remember where you were moments when this happened. And I was out with my buddies. We were watching it together. It was awesome. It was awesome. Cool story too, you know? That's where you were. So let's recall a couple other where were you events. For example, one I clearly remember when in the Olympics, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, he wins the 100 meters, sets, I think it was a world record or Olympic record in process, but a Canadian has won the Olympics' most prestigious event. This was 1986 or 88, I can't remember, I think it was 88, Olympics. And there was a time I could tell you where that was held, but I don't remember that now. And Ben Johnson wins the Olympics. Oh my gosh. He's going around the stadium after winning the 100 meter sprint with the flag draped around him. It was so proud. I was at home in my basement and I was working on a project because I was still in college in a technologist, electrical engineering technologist program. And I remember I was working on my printed, it wasn't a printed circuit board, it was a wired circuit board, and I remember working on it and looking up, watching it, and then celebrating like a crazy man, like a man on methamphetamines. Total pride in my country. And of course, a day or two later, he was stripped because apparently they found Red Bull in his system. I mean, they found steroids in his system. Crazy times. There's probably a couple other ones, but I'm not going to bore you with that. Okay, we'll do one more. Let's do when the Space Shuttle Columbia. I think it was Space Shuttle Columbia, or the shuttle with the astronauts, when it blew up. We were watching that at school. I think I was in high school at the time. We were watching the launch, and right before our eyes, the space shuttle explodes with, I think it was 8 people on board, into millions of pieces, almost like a firework. It was one of those crazy, crazy things that you cannot believe. The other thing was, this is more personal to me, is I was driving home from work at 4:30, and this was one summer day. Those were the days when I only worked till 4:30. And the local aerial acrobat jet fighter team called, not local, but the Canadian, called the Snowbirds, were putting on a show. They were practicing their maneuvers. Well, I'm driving down the road, come up to a high point, and over the trees, well over the trees, I see this plane go by, but it's flying really strange. One wing is tilted way up in the air, and it's losing speed. Like, what's going on here? Basically, the engine quit on the plane, and I'm driving home toward my house, and this is in that area, but it's hard to tell. And I'm looking out the window, I go, am I really seeing this? Well, this plane is actually losing power and about to crash, and the parachute, or the plane ejects the pilot, and he parachutes out, and as this plane slowly starts to just fall, crashing into the earth, I had no idea where it's crashing. And this is unbelievable. I can't believe that I'm witnessing this. And another story is that when I dream of planes, that's usually what's happening. It's crazy. And I was driving and I witnessed that myself. Wow. Have you ever had anything like that happen? That was crazy. And the truth was, after it all, it ended up crashing a couple kilometers only from our house, luckily, into a wooded area. The pilot was okay, but the engine just totally quit on this thing. And I think it was a one-engine plane. Look it up, the Snowbirds crash. It was somewhere around 12 years ago, maybe. So it should be on Google somewhere for you. Oh, that was exhausting. Okay, I'm home. Thanks so much for listening to the From the Hip podcast. You are an amazing person for doing so, and thank you. Bye-bye.